It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for June 19th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Facebook Cash. Crypto cash, that is. Facebook is launching its own cryptocurrency called Libra, similar to Bitcoin, Ethereum, or any number of other cryptocurrencies that have been launched over the last few years. Facebook has pulled together a coalition of 28 companies, including Uber and Spotify, in a new, what they're calling, independent, not-for-profit membership organization, the Libra Association. Each of these companies had to pony up about $10 million apiece to join. What's the benefit to them if this is independent and not-for-profit? Well, if they can get us to use this new digital currency to buy their goods and services, they will profit that way, of course. Facebook wants to pull in 100 businesses or more that will agree to accept Libra by the time they launch, which they're targeting for the first half of next year. They say Libra is supported by the world's best assets, a reserve of the world's best assets. What that means, I honestly don't know at this point. They're talking fiat currency, precious metals, real estate, oil. Don't know. But users, they hope, would be able to use their digital wallet, the Calibra wallet, available through Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, or a standalone app, to send money back and forth to other users at little or no cost, at least initially. But the goal, ultimately, is to use it just like we use our debit cards or actual paper money. This is an initiative by Facebook to lure us into the Facebook universe, to live our entire lives inside Facebook, and not just our digital lives. Obviously, Facebook is hoping that we will forget all about the stream of bad news, about how they have abused our personal information, which they swore to protect because they value our privacy, while then turning around and selling that data to companies like Netflix and Amazon to get advertising from them without our knowledge or consent. Experts are calling this Facebook's most dangerous power grab, most invasive form of surveillance yet. Now, the U.S. government has finally woken up, awakened, and decided it's time to investigate. Representative Patrick McHenry, who's the senior Republican in the House Financial Services Committee, sent a letter on Tuesday to the committee's chairperson, Representative Maxine Waters of California, Democrat, not exactly known for her cutting-edge financial smarts. But to her credit, she issued a statement very quickly saying that Facebook should halt development of this cryptocurrency until Congress and regulators have time to review it. Why is this a big deal? Because unlike Bitcoin, Facebook starts with a huge advantage. Billions of users. Billions of us are on Facebook. And if they can train us to use digital currency, maybe by encouraging players of games like Farmville or whatever else is popular on Facebook right now to use Libra to buy upgrades, they can show us how easy it is to use digital currency. And from there, it's like, hey, you've got Facebook Messenger on your phone. All you need to do is show the code, have it scanned at the grocery store, the arena, or next time you want to ride public transportation. And next thing you know, they've got us all converted over to digital currency. That has been the stumbling block for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is the best known, most popular. But even for Bitcoin, over the first 4 months of this year, only 1.4% of its transactions went to merchants. The other 98.6% of its transactions were people just sending money back and forth to each other in Bitcoin, which they then convert into dollars, pounds, euros, whatever, that they take to the store or give to the bus driver, whatever. If they can switch us away from that into digital currency, Facebook will have a winner on its hands. Well, in her official statement, Representative Waters said, quote, with the announcement that it plans to create a cryptocurrency, Facebook is continuing its unchecked expansion and extending its reach into the lives of its users, end quote. I never thought I would say this, but Maxine Waters is right. Don't hit me. Topic number 4. California quakes continue. The swarm of earthquakes in Riverside and San Bernardino counties, now more than 1,000 over the last 3 weeks. Now, California has small earthquakes all the time, an average of 1 magnitude 3 quake about every other day. So experts do not believe that this is a precursor to something big, the so-called big one. But it is something they're paying attention to. Now, the last time they were really worried about a swarm of quakes triggering a massive earthquake was about 3 years ago. September of 2016, there was a string of earthquakes near the Salton Sea, which is close to the San Andreas Fault. And scientists think the San Andreas Fault could trigger a quake as powerful as a magnitude 8.2. Thankfully, the quakes around Fontana, California, since March 25th, that's quite a ways away from both the San Andreas and San Jacinto faults. Topic number three, the Middle East, which is a broad topic that allows me to shoehorn about four other topics into one point. First, the Pentagon on Monday said it's sending 1,000 American soldiers, 1,000 more, to the Middle East in response to the attacks on oil tankers near the Persian Gulf last week that I told you about earlier this week. The acting Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, made the announcement on Monday. And then Tuesday, it was disclosed that he is stepping down, withdrawing from the confirmation process. There have been allegations about domestic abuse regarding Shanahan. President Trump made the announcement on Twitter Tuesday and then announced Secretary of the Army Mark Esper will replace Shanahan. United Nations expert has written a 101-page report calling on the UN General or Secretary General Antonio Guterres to start a follow-up criminal investigation into Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. According to the special rapporteur for the UN, there is sufficient credible evidence that the murder of journalist, so-called, Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate last October, Saudi consulate in Turkey last October, was on the direct orders of Mohammed bin Salman and other high-ranking officials inside Arabia. We'll see if this investigation goes anywhere. In Egypt, former President Mohamed Morsi collapsed and died in court in Cairo Monday, was buried Tuesday. This was pretty dramatic. The 67-year-old Morsi had just delivered a five-minute speech to the court. A couple of minutes later, fell to the floor, apparently dead of a heart attack. Morsi, you probably know, was a top-ranking member of the Islamic Brotherhood in Egypt, elected president there in 2012, overthrown as president in 2013 by the military after massive protests against the Muslim Brotherhood's rule. The UN Human Rights Organization is calling for an investigation into his death, too. Middle East is a dangerous place to be a politician. Palestinian Authority Chairman Mahmoud Abbas's political party, Fatah, is calling for violence against Israelis during the U.S.-led economic conference in Bahrain next week. Fatah calling this conference a holocaust against the Palestinian people. You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means. Fatah posted a picture to its official Facebook page of a masked Arab man ready to throw a rock with text urging Palestinians to escalate confrontations with Israelis. Topic number two, destroying God's creation. New York City has created a $250,000 fund to pay for the abortions of women who can't afford them themselves, including women from out of state. Hear that. A $250,000 fund to directly pay for the abortions of women who cannot afford them on their own. This would reportedly make New York City the very first municipality in American history to directly fund the killing of preborn children. When the government of Adolf Hitler did this 80 years ago, we had a word for that. Genocide, I think. And truth be told, in New York City, African-American women are disproportionately affected by abortion. In 2016, which is the last year for which we have statistics, more African-American children were terminated before birth than were born live. 49% of black children killed in the womb in New York City in 2016, only 47% live births. Still, there is some good news. The total number of abortions in New York City has been declining steadily over the last decade, down about 30%. Maybe the politicians in New York City are trying to help out some of their main campaign supporters at Planned Parenthood by throwing some more business their way. Good news is at the kickoff for his reelection campaign Tuesday night in Florida, President Trump announced that every child is a gift from God and deserves the protection of the government of the United States of America. Coming up, dropping a jetliner into the ocean for tourists. That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
The victims of the human trafficking and sex trade industry have reached a boiling point around the world. But here in the United States, the demand has never been higher. Tragically, the massive growth of these unconscionable underground organizations is due in part to many citizens' disbelief that our modern society is capable of such atrocities, and live in a denial that these crimes are taking place here on our soil each and every day. Skywatch TV and Whispering Ponies Ranch remain committed to providing ministry to the hurting, to the victims of abuses just like this, and so much more. This is why we're proud to announce our new partnership with Yaku Buyans and 8 Days Ministry. In an effort to educate on these important topics and provide you with the tools needed to get engaged in the fight against sex trafficking, we present the 8 Days Special Collection. In this timely collection, you'll receive the cinematic movie inspired by actual events from director Yaku Buyans' 8 Days. This shocking presentation masterfully illustrates sequence by sequence how the victims of sex trafficking are often lured into entrapment, portrayed through the eyes of the lead characters. This incredible collection also includes the phenomenal book and companion workbook on disc, Woman of Influence, written by 8 Days screenwriter Philippa Buyans and lead actress Katie Walker. This 30-day devotional and companion workbook on disc is an inspiring, deeply affirming, and educational set that will encourage women to walk in the true identity of influence and purpose bestowed on them as daughters of the Most High God. But that's not all. You'll also receive on DVD the never-before-released, uncensored, off-the-record interview with the team behind the 8 Days movie, featuring Yaku and Philippa Buyans and actress Katie Walker as they disclose the hard-hitting realities of just how far the sex trafficking industry reaches, what the Trump administration has done to rescue thousands of victims, how the children of communities, including yours, may be at risk, and what you can do to fight back. Sold separately, this invaluable collection holds a retail value of $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Sex trafficking is a difficult conversation, but ignoring it doesn't make it go away or help its victims. Understand this epidemic and learn how you can help by ordering the 8 Days Special Collection online now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.
And topic number one today, scuba tourism. The government of Turkey has dropped an Airbus A330 jetliner into the middle of the ocean off the northwest coast of the country there to create an artificial reef and boost scuba diving tourism. Why? Well, apparently regular tourists only bring in $500 to $600 a piece, whereas scuba diving tourists bring in $2,000 to $3,000 a piece on average. They had a ceremony earlier this week, took some pictures of the first dive there alongside the jetliner, but apparently the Turks are just trying to keep up with the Bahrainis, who just dropped a 747 into the ocean. And not only that, they're building an entire underwater theme park around the 747. 100,000 square feet of underwater rides and attractions, I guess. But apparently this is a thing that's been ongoing for a long time. There's a 727 that was dropped off the coast of Miami back in 1993. A C-130 Hercules was sunk just off the coast of Aqaba, Jordan in the Red Sea. I mean, that's a big plane. And the Turks dropped an A-300 into the Aegean Sea back in 2016. I guess I just don't understand scuba. I do understand, however, we're gearing up for another camping season with our partner ministries, Whispering Ponies Ranch and Royal Family Kids. And what we do here at Skywatch TV supports the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch, and you can help them by helping us. And we thank you for your support. Every month, we send out a thank you gift for your donations. During the month of June, for your donation of any size from the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you the book by the founder of Royal Family Kids and the work that they do, Wayne Tesh, From Despair to an Heir, and the movie Camp, which is based on true stories from the Royal Family Kids camps. Again, for your donation of any amount from the U.S. and Canada during the month of June, we will send this as our thank you to you for your support. To find out how to donate, log on to skywatchtv.com/donate or call 844-750-4985. That's 844-750-4985. Streaming video, that's the way to bring the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference right into your living room. Conference is sold out, but you'll still have the best seat in the house. Streaming video in HD and all of the presentations available to you for 3 months after the conference. Presentations from Dr. Michael Heiser, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallops, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, me, Sharon, Josh Peck, Stephen Bankars. Basically, this is a conference you don't want to miss if you can possibly help it. And again, streaming video will get it right to you. To find out how to sign up, log on to defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. August 16th and 17th, a conference on biblical giantology. This is the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference in Lubbock, Texas. It's at the Fellowship, a church there, pastored by Dan Crestman. And Sharon and I honored to be speakers at this year's conference, our second year in a row. Dr. Michael Heiser, one of the other featured speakers, along with Dr. Judd Burton, Dr. Aaron Judkins, Pastor Doug Hamp, Greg Reed, and more. To find out more, and by the way, registration for this one, only $5. Only $5. Don't miss this one. And this is a smaller, more intimate conference. We'll have opportunities to hang out with us, ask us questions face-to-face. For information, log on to burtonbeyond.com. That's burtonbeyond.com. The True Legends Conference back in Branson this year, September 13th through the 15th. Topic this year, answering the alien question with speakers like L.A. Marzulli, Steve Quayle, Gary Stearman, Timothy Alberino, Richard Dolan, Chase Kletsky, George Knapp, Professor Hugo de Garis returns this year, and more. This is going to be Mike Adams, by the way, the health ranger, just added to the speakers list. For more information, log on to gensix.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. October 2nd through, or rather 4th through 6th, first weekend in October, October 4th through 6th, Sharon and I honored to be speakers at the Unsealed Scroll Prophecy Conference. Other speakers include Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Carl Gallops, Pastor Billy Crone, music by John Schlitt. We'll also hear from Jim Barfield, director of the Copper Scroll Project. He is one you don't want to miss. So if you can get down there for that weekend, it's going to be beautiful. The Grand Hyatt on San Antonio's Riverwalk. For information and to register, log on to unsealedscroll.org, unsealedscroll.org, and use the promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, to save 20%. The following weekend, Sharon and I fly to California. Hear the Watchmen coming to California for the first time at the Hilton Irvine. This is October 11th through 13th, along with L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Russ Dizdar, Rabbi Zev Perot, Josh Peck will be there. Stephen Bankars will be there. Gons, Shimura, Troy Anderson, Paul McGuire, and more. Again, promo code Gilbert20 saves you 20% off the registration. And you can do that at hearthewatchmen.com. That's hearthewatchmen.com. SkyWatch TV, our regular weekly broadcast this week, features Steve Quayle talking about what he's calling his last book. His last book. He talks this week about what lies ahead for Steve Quayle. The book, Jesus, The Premise of the Promise. You can see that program on the TCT Network, among our other broadcast outlets. That'll be Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Central Time. Victory Television Network in Arkansas, Monday evening is past, but we're now on Monday evenings at 8 p.m., Saturday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. For a complete listing of networks and times, log on to skywatchtv.com/channels. Or toss out the schedule, and we can broadcast whenever you like. If you've got Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, we've got instructions on adding those channels to your set-top box at skywatchtv.com. You can also download our free mobile app, because the program's downloads right to your tablet or smartphone, bypassing all of the rest of the interwebs. And we've got instructions on how to add the mobile app to your device at skywatchtv.com. Links to all of those app stores as well. My website, DerekPGilbert.com, where you'll find a link to the weekly Bible study Sharon and I produce. That is the Gilbert House Fellowship. We've just begun the book of Genesis, so there's time to catch up, and we hope you'll find it helpful. DerekPGilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.